We do agree with the government's decision to allow the lorry drivers this relaxation. I think it is going to be helpful in expediting the extra quantity of deliveries we're wanting to do right now, and it's going to be very useful with the different things we need to supply and the changing needs we'll have in the days and weeks ahead. Yes, it is safe, because this is just a relaxation of the rules. It's not completely removing them, and it's only for those key users who do it. And also, this will be for a temporary period. There's a great difference between what you can do for a few weeks and months and what you can spend your career doing, or years doing. And I think some of the extent of the restrictions on driver's hours are partly about the fact that these are career people who are doing this for years, and you have to treat that in that way. And it's worth remembering, the rules are very tight, very strict about total quantities of driving in a day or in a week, and then individual stretches of driving. So actually, minor relaxations of that will allow much greater flexibility, but won't really endanger safety. There is always a balance between the two things, and we certainly think that these relaxations that are being implemented here are totally proportionate, because they will get the vital goods moving in the sudden and unexpected quantities that we're needing to move them, but they won't unduly compromise safety levels. People are aware this is extraordinary circumstance, and if anything, that makes people focus and concentrate even more than normal. So we would certainly expect this to be safe and not have a negative impact on road safety. It has been difficult for lorry drivers. It's already a very stressful time. I mean, just like everyone else, they're worried about themselves and their families. They're worried about the companies they work for and their jobs. But they also know they've got a job to do. And as of yet, we're starting to see people self-isolating, but there's not mass sickness in the industry. So people are all working, and they're working very hard, and they'll be working longer shifts in all the other work around the business to get stuff done, and it'll be a slightly more pressured environment, but I think people are rising to that challenge, and it just shows what a vital part of our society and economy lorry drivers are. There absolutely isn't a need for stockpiling. What we are seeing in the shops, and we've all seen it, but what it is an increase in demand, not a problem with supply. The goods are getting through fine. All of our domestic logistics is working absolutely fine. The manufacture of produce, even the importing, even moving goods in from places like Italy, it's all working fine. All of the goods are still coming through. But what happens is our businesses obviously run lean supply chains. They don't have 10 times the amount of loo roll just stockpiled in a warehouse waiting to be used just on the off chance. So obviously, now we've had this massively accelerated demand, it's been depleted, and more has to be manufactured and then delivered. So we would urge people, don't stockpile, buy what you need, and don't worry, because it, again, those gaps on the shelves are not a lack of supply. There isn't a problem. The industry is still working and still delivering. It's just an excess demand for this short period. So we're hoping that'll sort itself out in a few days and weeks.